Jared, what was your view of that game here at the Odyssey?
I feel for my players. I think we performed. I think we had, you know, we did everything we could to win that hockey game. I think we played well. We are one of, if not the lowest penalized team in the league. And for us to kill 10 minors is something else. I'm really proud of my group tonight.
You had another two-goal lead that slipped away. If you put your finger on what went wrong tonight, what would it be?
Well, their one goal is blatant goaltender interference. He skates into Frank Doyle. You got two refs out there that missed that. They missed his one-way traffic tonight. And it's, you know, you can sit here and say it's a broken record for me saying it, but it's fact. It's fact that we're up against some outside elements playing, and it's making it very difficult for my players. I think their attitude is good. I think they're playing very well. And as for the goals slipping away, I mean, I don't know what the second period was for penalty count, but, you know, we did a lot of killing with Burns, a lot of mental and physical energy.
In terms of the team performance as a whole, though, was this an improvement on what you saw 26-27?
Well, 26 wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. I thought 27 was much improved, and I thought tonight was better than 27. If we keep going about things the right way, the results will come. You know, the performances are there, and again, it's difficult when you're battling against outside influences.
Emotion is a key part of this hockey club, isn't it? Played with great emotion this evening.
Yeah, a lot of guys did. I thought, you know, we were up for it, especially from the start. And, you know, the urgency was there all night. We were making plays. We were blocking shots. You know, again, you can't fault the players. I can't fault one guy. Nobody took a night off. It was great to see. If we play like that, we won't lose. Well, I shouldn't say we won't lose too many games. But, yeah, we'll keep playing like that.
What about tomorrow night? And how would you describe the mood in the room right now with that bunch of players?
I hope it's positive. I tried to keep, you know, the post-game talk as positive as we could. You know, we gotta win tomorrow. I thought Belfast looked, a little fatigued. They might think the same thing about us, but we're gonna have a lot of energy tomorrow night. And you know, we play like that. I can't even say it. I can't even predict what's gonna happen because there's outside influences that are there.
You said that three times now. What exactly do you mean by outside influences?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, our players have to be accountable for their actions on the ice, for their decisions. They get suspended, they get fined, and, you know, others don't. So I don't know. I'll just leave it at that before I miss tomorrow's game.
You will have an opportunity, presumably, to speak to the officials. What would you like to say to them?
I've spoken to him before. I've expressed my opinion through email, and without proper response. So I think to go in and verbally go at him doesn't make sense. What's that going to accomplish?
You might feel better.
I think I might feel better, but is that going to help the players tomorrow if we have the same guys? Is that going to help us in the future? I don't think it is. And there's nothing. We're handcuffed to go into these games, and I'm scared to say anything because what am I going to get suspended? What am I going to get fined? Who knows? So we'll just leave it at that.
Just finally, when you go out this game, what's the big positive that you take into tomorrow night? And on the back of that, how crucial is tomorrow night's game in the bigger picture in terms of keeping top spot in the Elite League and the title race?
We need to start getting points, there's no question, to not even lead it, but to just keep pace with everybody. I think, you know, it's silly to sit here and think that we're going to be in first place from now to the end of the year. I think that's a silly thought to have. You know, we just got to maintain. We're in a little bit of a lull right now, points-wise, and it's just minimizing the losses. We get 2 points tomorrow night, and, two out of four with the show that went on tonight, I think we'll take that.